USA News. I'm Corey Myers. One House Republican admits the current status of not having a speaker is not good, but he isn't calling it a crisis. Dave Collins has more.
Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw noted that Kevin McCarthy was ousted as Speaker of the House, even though only a handful of Republicans voted for his removal.
We had a different process of democracy to take hold. It was within our own conference, which is that majority doesn't rule.
Crenshaw said he supports Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan as Speaker, but he slammed efforts by some of Jordan's allies to turn Republicans against those who don't plan to vote for him.
President Biden considering traveling to Israel on a solidarity visit. A senior U.S. official confirmed the news after several Israeli media outlets reported earlier yesterday that invitation had been made by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Secretary of State Antony Blinken expected to return to Tel Aviv today. A 71-year-old man charged with a hate crime yesterday after being accused of fatally stabbing a 6-year-old and seriously injuring a 32-year-old woman. Authorities believe it was a targeted attack in response to the Israel-Hamas war. Sheriffs found the two victims Saturday in a residence in Plainfield Township, about 40 miles southwest of Chicago. The boy was transported to a local hospital where he later died. The woman transported in serious condition. Three people injured Saturday night after a shooting at the Texas State Fair. The incident prompted a mass evacuation where the fair can draw crowds of over 100,000 or more. A suspect who fled from the scene was later apprehended by officers and taken into custody. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Here's a troubling statistic for high school students.
ACT scores in the U.S. fell to their lowest levels in more than 30 years. The average ACT composite score was 19.5 out of 36. Last year's score was slightly higher. The reported scores were from the students from the first year of the pandemic. Scores from the college admission test have dropped steadily for the past 6 straight years. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Bills managed to hang on for a 14-9 victory over the Giants yesterday in Sunday Night Football at Highmark Stadium. The Bills now second in the AFC East at 4-2 and will visit the New England Patriots in Week 7. New York is now last in the NFC East and 1-5 and will host the Washington Commanders in Week 7. Actress Suzanne Somers has died after a long battle with breast cancer. Somers gaining instant fame in the mid-70s as Chrissy Snow on the ABC hit comedy Three's Company. She went on to star in other sitcoms such as Step by Step and She's the Sheriff. In addition to acting, Somers had her own line of health, beauty, and fitness products. She would have been 77 today. Rite Aid is filing for bankruptcy. The pharmacy chain filed for Chapter 11 protection yesterday, facing declining sales, billions of dollars in debt, and more than 1,000 lawsuits linked to the opioid crisis. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.